Throughout the long Democratic primary campaign, people have been questioning whether former President Bill Clinton has been more of a help or a hindrance to his wife. There's no doubt the former president's massive political organization helped make Hillary Clinton an early favorite. At the same time, he was stirring up controversy and some bad feelings on the campaign trail with statements like these.
There was a lot of fulminating because Hillary, one time late at night when she was exhausted, misstated and immediately apologized for it. What happened to her in Bosnia in 1995? Y'all see all that?
You said in 2004 there was no difference between you and George Bush on the war, and you took that speech you're now running on off your website in 2004, and there's no difference in your voting record and Hillary's ever since. Give me a break. This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
Jesse Jackson won South Carolina twice in 84 and 88, and he ran a good campaign, and Senator Obama's run a good campaign.
This kind of talk left even his wife's own supporters wondering, what was Bill Clinton thinking? Another lingering question, how did the former president's role as defender-in-chief affect his own legacy? Journalist Peter Baker covered Bill Clinton's years as president and Hillary Clinton's bid for the presidency. He writes for the New York Times Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's take this one step at a time. Right at this moment, how would you size it up? How diminished is Bill Clinton?
Well, you know, anybody who's followed Bill Clinton over the years understands that he goes through, and now his wife as well, sort of a kind of a boom and bust cycle. There are moments of great triumph and moments of great adversity, and people often say, how could he possibly, you know, recover from this one? He's tarnished himself. And then, you know, within a year or two, suddenly our picture of Bill Clinton looks different all over again. We saw this, obviously, with Jennifer Flowers, and Newt Gingrich took over Congress with impeachment, with Mark Rich. He is a constantly evolving and constantly recovering, you know, figure in American life.
Well, given that it sounds like you think at some point he'll recover from this, what do you think did hurt him the most? And if anything, what will he not recover from? With what group?
Well, you know, the comment you played of him comparing Obama to Jesse Jackson, I think, solidified a certain anger with a lot of folks in the black community. And I think it pains him greatly to be on the receiving end of charges he was racially insensitive, because reaching out across racial boundaries has always been a key part of his political identity. So it's been a very painful period for him in that regard.
But well, did he do it, though? Is that what he did?
Well, did he do it consciously? That's a different thing.
Subconsciously?
Clearly, whatever his intentions were, clearly the end result is that a lot of prominent African-American politicians and leaders are quite resentful of some of the things he said and feel like he was not very sensitive to Senator Obama's role as the first viable African-American presidential candidate.
Well, looking ahead, what kind of future do you see for Bill Clinton?
Well, I'm not sure that we're through with the political part of this yet. You know, at this point, he still, I think, wants his wife to be selected as the vice presidential running mate by Senator Obama. I'm not sure whether that's plausible or not, but that's certainly on the table for the next month or two until Senator Obama does decide to make his decision one way or the other. My guess is he's going to try to return now for a little while after this vice presidential choice is made, if she's not chosen, to return a little bit to the foundation aspect of his post-presidency, because I think that's the place where he's gotten great satisfaction in being able to help people and improve his image. People's memories tend to fade, and people tend to look at what have you done for me lately, and if he is out there as an elder statesman, you know, raising money for tsunami victims and Katrina victims and that sort of thing, that will be a powerful building block of his legacy, and this will just be one more episode in a career that's had a lot of, you know, up and down kind of episodes. You know, Bill Clinton doesn't fit easily into any box, and this will be one more sort of complicated piece of the equation, I think.
Peter Baker is a writer at the New York Times Magazine and the author of The Breach, Inside the Impeachment and the Trial of William Jefferson Clinton. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.